You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. A new exhibit opens at the Juno Douglas City Museum this Friday called Quilled, Close Encounters in the Temperate Rainforest. Here with us now to talk about that, Kirsten Shelton, featured solo artist at the Juno Douglas City Museum. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi.
And also with us is Alyssa Borges, curator of public programs. Hello, Alyssa.
Hi there.
Well, good to have you both with us today. Kirsten, let's start with you. Would you please introduce yourself?
Well, as you said, my name's Kirsten Shelton. I was born and raised in Juneau. And I now work here and live here with my two daughters, Amelia and Freya. And I've been drawing for fun pretty much all my life. It was the way I kept myself entertained on my dad's fishing boat growing up. So it's fun to be out in public, maybe. A little nerve-wracking as well, finally.
So you, as you mentioned, you were born and raised here, but left to study art in college on the East Coast, later at Duke University. How do you feel that influenced your path to becoming an artist?
Well, I'll clarify that I left to study, but not just art. I went back east to Massachusetts and then to Duke, but I never majored in art because I took a lot of classes, but it felt I wanted to keep it fun and not necessarily focus on it directly as a career. As my mom would call it, it was an avocation for a long time. I think it gave me exposure to a lot of new elements and ways of seeing and thinking about art, though.
Tell me about the illustrations you create.
Well, most of them are focused on this temperate rainforest landscape because obviously that's what I see every day. They're very, very detailed. I focus on texture, patterns, and I like to keep most of my work monochrome so that it draws the eye in and see what's beyond what might be hidden with all the color we see. But I keep very, very fine pens. I find the most thin lines that I possibly can. And some would say I get a little too obsessive sometimes about getting in there. But yeah, I create mostly in pen and ink. I typically draw on paper, but for this exhibit, I used canvas just to make it easier to hang and easier to see, which was a bit of a challenge. That's mostly what I do. I fall back on primarily, at least for my artwork, and especially in this exhibit, it was all pen and ink.
Have you always focused so intentionally on objects in the natural world for your pictures, or is this more of a recent development for you?
You know, it's a funny story. No, I haven't always. I think basically living in Juneau, as you know, that's what we're surrounded with, and it's who we are fundamentally is we're all part of this place. So in a way, yes, I've always been drawn to draw the animals and the flora and fauna and trees and whales, etc. When I was little, I would draw what I saw on the fishing boat, so a lot of water. But I think that over time, I become more focused on it just because, you know, walking down a trail, there's so much to see in one look in one little corner of the trail or one little corner of the forest. And I like to get very, very lost in it. And it's this new way of seeing, a new way of looking at the world that I just find it's kind of, you can see it and explore it infinitely and never see it all. So I think that's what's drawn me to it, I guess. I'm not sure I answered your question exactly, though.
Do you start with a photograph, or do you draw from like my more plein air style?
You know, a mix of everything. I typically will use reference photographs as I work, just to make sure I'm understanding the structure. So you have to look so closely. Say, let's just use a piece of moss as an example. The structure of that moss, to first see it, you see it in life and you say, oh, that looks soft, oh, that looks green, or maybe you think, oh, there's a bunch of microbes in there, whatever you think about it. But then if you dive deep within there, you see that these same patterns get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and repeat themselves within in just a little bit of moss. So what I like to do is look at it, you know, more of a macro on the trail kind of a thing, and I take a few pictures there. And then I do use, as I said, reference photos to understand that structure and be able to see the pattern. And once I've seen the pattern, then I just go off on my own and enjoy building my own moss, so to speak.
Do your illustrations take a long time to create from start to finish?
Yes, although about 50% of that time is in my head. Then I finally get to the paper. You can't see the tip of this pen that I'm holding now while I'm finishing a drawing, but it's much smaller. I mean, I'd say a 16th the size of a ballpoint pen tip. And if I'm doing a 4-foot by 3-foot canvas, you can imagine it takes a long time to fill that up.
Yeah, I bet. The title of your upcoming exhibit is Quilled, Close Encounters in the Temperate Rainforest. And the flyer I saw was accompanied by an illustration, one of your illustrations, a porcupine. It's very good. It actually stopped me in my tracks. I saw it at a coffee shop window. I backed up to look again. But tell me a little bit about the title of the exhibit and maybe a little bit about that porcupine.
Well, thank you for one. I appreciate that you were able to look at it. Well, porcupines are kind of, in a way, I think of them as docents, or any of the animals that we run across the forest. They kind of draw us in, and if we can look at it through their eyes, especially porcupines, you know, they're so charismatic and kind of waddling along slowly, letting us go with them to some degree, and enter their world until they, you know, turn their cute little backs on us. A lot of animals are important to me like that, but porcupines really stand out because they're just, you know, they show up on your front step. They're walking down the street and they stop you and connect you and pull you in. So in a way, it's a symbol of everything else I'm looking at. Some of it is I just like porcupines too. My favorite part about porcupines is one time I told my daughter that she was singing a song. I said, "Oh, you have that stuck in your head." And she just looked all over to see what was stuck in her head. And and from then on, we made a whole story about porcupines and the quills that they pull out. And so we likened them to, you know, being able to draw and the quill you'd use to make art or to pen a letter with. And that kind of started off all of my porcupine drawings because I do like to illustrate for my girls on the side and make little books for them.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Kirsten Shelton, the featured solo artist at Juneau Douglas City Museum for this First Friday. Kirsten, you're a mother. You mentioned, your bio mentions that your children inspire your work. What are some ways they do that? You were already talking about that a little bit. Do you have other examples or stories?
You know, I mean, for me, being a mother is the most important, you know, way for me to see the world and my way of being. I'm very blessed with two girls who are incredibly curious and strong. And before we moved back to Juneau, we would come up every summer. And I just felt like, one, the Tongass was their natural classroom. And we would just go out there and just free range for the day and see what we could see and learn what we learned. It was always more profound than anything I would have been teaching them indoors. But they also, importantly, and I think this is the true for most parents, they taught me to see the world differently. And they would pick up a blueberry, and that blueberry was the most interesting thing they'd ever seen in their life. And then they would squish it and look at the juice and, you know, and see what that did. And it really taught me to slow down again and look closely. And truly, they're an inspiration in every way I could possibly think of for this show and any drawings or any creative pursuits I might undertake.
Are they pretty supportive of your work as an artist? I know it probably takes a lot of like patience, right? And alone time to create what you create.
Well, two things with that. I'm a very social artist. I demand company as much as I can while I'm drawing. So that part is, it does make me stay indoors and stay at home, but that's where we are together. They are very supportive to the point where they make me sit down and make me draw as much as they possibly can. And they tell me to focus. I don't think I'd be here without them. They're lovely and very helpful. And I have to say that of the three of us, I do not believe I'm the best illustrator of the bunch. So I also learn a lot from them, and they tell me what they think of a composition. They just have an innate sense, and I value their opinion.
Well, I can't wait to see the work. Can you tell us what we'll, what we will see when we attend your exhibit on Friday?
Well, let's see. I focused, as I said, first on some of the animals that you don't necessarily, not the big charismatic megafauna, but the little guys, the porcupines, the hare, the marmot, the bumblebee. There's some animals in there. There is one bear cub. I couldn't help myself. But there's some drawings that range from, 8 by 8 inch squares all the way up to 4 feet by 3 foot drawings. And I have to tell you, watch out, because that porcupine you looked at is a 4 by 3 foot drawing. It's a
wow.
Huge porcupine. So there's a range of animals in there, but I think that their setting is what's interesting to look in. So what I did is have some of the animals, but also really have smaller vignettes of the rainforest that really focus in on moss or texture of some sort, bark, a flower. So we can look really, really closely at those things.
And in addition to the exhibit opening on Friday, you are also hosting a workshop, an artist talk and mini workshop on Saturday morning. What are some of the goals of the workshop?
Well, I think the most, I just am looking forward to the conversations more than anything, just have like-minded folks or interested people there. One of the most amazing parts of going through the process of making this show in particular is how many friends have come forward saying, when they see a piece of the work, saying, oh, I love to look at that kind of thing too. And then they send me pictures from along the trail, pictures of flowers, pictures of bark. I mean, people, it's amazing how much everyone has been paying attention as well, and what their eyes are drawn to. So I'm interested in having some conversations like that with people, just to talk about the environment around us, and also taking time to then put pen to paper or pencil to paper if they don't want to make the leap you can't erase, and try and find those patterns and what it is that really draws them into to what they're seeing in the natural world around them. So I think we'll probably take a look at some pictures. We can't have actual flora and fauna in the museum because it introduces potential bugs, et cetera, to the collections. So we'll be using pictures and taking a look at what's around us and trying our hand at drawing some of it and helping that help us see it more clearly.
Wow, I hope. Sounds like fun. Well, thank you for answering all my questions. That's Kirsten Shelton, solo featured artist for the first Friday opening at Juno Douglas City Museum. That's this Friday, 4:30 to 7 p.m. And the artist talk and workshop is Saturday, February 5th at 10:30 a.m. Alyssa, turning to you now. Alyssa Borges, curator for public programs. Can you tell us a little bit about how Kirsten and her work came to be the featured exhibit for February?
Oh, yeah, we choose our solo artists, they have a year, we choose them a year in advance, but this group had, more than a year because of COVID. So, and the way we choose months just happens to be kind of a random process, depending on how many people we have. So we're excited to have her at the museum. I love this porcupine just as can't wait to see it in its large form. I want to just mention that both the opening reception this Friday and our Saturday artist talk, these are free events. And it's going to be a very fun show, so I hope people come out to it. I also want to let everyone know about a few other exhibits and a program that's coming up. We have our ongoing Voices of the Wilderness up still and through April 23rd. And then our deadline for our community exhibit, the 12 by 12, is for entry fees, and the entry form is fastly approaching. That's February 12th. So we're hoping everybody can get those forms in. They are available on our website. I can also get them in other ways by emailing, or you can pick them up. And I want to mention a fun program we have this month in honor of Elizabeth Pradovich. Her Elizabeth Pradovich Day is February 16th. And in recognition of her, we are going to do a scavenger hunt. So anybody that wants to drop by the museum, the 16th, 17th, or 18th, we have a little booklet we're putting together that guides you through the museum with clues and different activities. And at the end, when you're complete, when you've completed the scavenger hunt, there is a prize. We have our commemorative Elizabeth Pradovich dollar coins that we will be giving out to anyone who wants to come and participate in our scavenger hunt.
That's great. Go ahead. I was going to say I don't have one of those yet.
They're very, very cool. So you should come do the scavenger hunt.
You're right.
Yeah. And we are still free admission. So this month is Michelle Storer. She has sponsored our admission and everything is free. We're open Tuesdays through Saturdays and from 10 to 4 p.m.
Excellent. One question about the 12x12 community exhibit. Can you remind us a little bit about the details there and what's needed to apply?
You bet. So the theme this year is energy, which we know can be interpreted in multiple ways. It can be literal or it can be non-literal also. And the only rules really are that you create a piece of work that's on that theme, however you want to interpret it, but it has to measure 12 inches by 12 inches framed if you choose to frame it. So those are the main rules, but the medium is up to you. It can be pen and ink. It can be a collage, anything you choose.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for that reminder, the Voices of the Wilderness exhibit, 12x12 community exhibit, and the Elizabeth Pradovich scavenger hunt. Details on the website, or we can give you a call, right? What's the number again?
That's right. It's 907-586-3572.
Alyssa and Kirsten, it's been so nice to talk to both of you today. Anything else either of you would like to share before we say goodbye?
No, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for being here, and Kirsten, good luck with the exhibit. Have a great afternoon.